All right, here we go. With the wind howling through the press box, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Paul Ingram is off tonight. We'll see if we can get someone up in the co-pilot's chair with me. And we have football tonight, high school football from New Balance Field at Newell Stadium in Gloucester, Mass. This presentation of MSONewsSports.com is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill, and we will have the video of that, of this game, live video tonight, right there in the Sylvan Street Sports Pub. Honeydew Donuts also bringing you the game tonight, as is Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. More GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax prep. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, the Porthole Restaurant. Lynn Auditorium, the daily item of Lynn, and itemlive.com. Well, welcome. It's just another absolutely gorgeous evening here at New Balance Field. You can see that very choppy out in the harbor with the wind blowing. Right now the wind is out of the southeast at 12 miles an hour, so it's coming right off the water. But the warm portion, easy for you to say, of the ocean coming up from the south at 12, as we said. Temperature right now with the sun setting behind us at 68 degrees, and it'll probably get down into the lower 60s as the game progresses. As you heard in our pregame football preview show, a big one tonight. This is a huge game between two arch rivals, the Beverly Panthers, the Gloucester Fishermen, both starting off 1-0, both showing some good offense and stout defense in their opening games last week against Wakefield and Lynn Classical, respectively. Over on Channel B, nearing the end of the first game tonight, Bill Newell, Tim Kearns bringing you Lynn English at St. Mary's. And then the second game tonight on Channel B will be Swampscott and Lynn Classical. This one, though, right here, Beverly and Gloucester. And we'll take a look at some of the principles in this game. We'll hear from both coaches coming up in just a minute as well, as we're just about finished with the warm-ups. And the Gloucester's High School Hall of Fame induction will take place this weekend for Sports Hall of Fame, and the inductees will be announced in just a little while here. So we'll take our first break of the night, and when we come back, we'll check in with Beverly football coach Dan Bauer. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Why are you voting for Paul McGeary?
I'm voting for Paul McGeary for mayor because he does his homework and he gets things done.
He's been my city councilor and is always helpful.
He fights for our schools.
Paul helps us support sobriety and combat substance abuse.
He listens.
He'll bring good jobs to Gloucester.
I trust Paul.
I'm Paul McGeary. I'm asking for your vote for mayor on Tuesday, September 29th, and I approve this message.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
If you come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
All right, we're back, and we got a little technical difficulty with our Panther preview. The level is just a little too high and a little too much distortion. We apologize for that. But you heard Tim Kearns and Bill Newell talking about the Panthers with Coach Bauer before we came on the air here, if you will. And, of course, Beverly once again with a very big win over Wakefield. And joining us now, Nick Kukuru, who's going to sit in Paul Ingram's chair for a while tonight. Nick is the Gloucester Times sports editor, and Nick, thank you for helping out tonight.
Oh, yeah,
appreciate
absolutely.
It. I know you're going to have to go when you have to go. Put that mic right in front of your mouth there. That's good. And what a start for these two teams. And
yeah.
It's funny, unbeaten 1-0. But, man, this has got the build-up or the feel of a late-season big game.
Exactly. That's what I mean, one of the things I know, mixed reviews on this, you know, current format. But I think tonight is one of the good things because, you know, if this were 3 years ago, this game wouldn't mean anything. It'd be a tune-up for, you know, the conference season. Now this is a really big game for both teams. I mean, both teams want that top spot in the section, and it could come down to tonight. I mean, this could decide, a home game at some point in the playoffs, both of these teams.
Now, Beverly is in the north, which is the larger division, and Gloucester's
yes,
in the south, which is the smaller.
But they're both in the same section in the playoffs.
Division three,
northeast.
Northeast.
So it's a huge game for that.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything as far as conference is concerned, but it does have that underlying meaning for the playoffs. Those 10 points up for grabs and, you know, we don't expect, I mean, at least I don't expect either of these two teams to be picking up too many losses this year. If, you know, maybe, honestly, the winner of this game might even run the table. I'll go out and say it. But so that could be the difference, you know, a big difference when the end of the season comes, especially, you know, when you beat a good team, you get rewarded for it in this system. So you pick up 3 points for every other win they get. So they're going to be picking up a lot of points. Whoever wins this game is going to be getting points for weeks to come out of it.
Well, I know the Beverly Panthers, looking at the stats in the Times and the Salem News, they have a little bit more of an edge with the running game last week with their three-headed monster attack with, of course, their backs, which we've seen a lot of. Particularly Matt Madden, Peter Malumba, but also Sam Abatey, and a whole bunch of other guys
Christian
as well.
Christian Miller at fullback is another one who's really good.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I thought last year when they played, and the team's a very similar makeup this season, I thought last year they were very evenly matched, and the difference was Matt Madden was on Beverly, and Beverly won by 2 touchdowns. I mean, he torched them last year, 163 yards and 3 touchdowns. He had a couple long games. He's got breakaway speed. He has power to get those, you know, grind-out yards. And I was talking to Coach Zerilli at practice yesterday, and he said, you know, we got to put at least 2 guys on him every time he touches the ball, or, you know, we need 2 guys in the hole, or he's going to break it.
And speaking of that, Coach Cirilli said the one slight change on defense, he's going to put Nate Young out there
in
the defensive secondary a little bit for tackling purposes.
Exactly. That's exactly what they said. He's impressed them with his tackling abilities, you know, at practice in the game last week. So he's getting his shot. And it makes sense because Beverly runs the ball. He's not going to have to cover much tonight. So
okay.
He's going to have to tackle a lot.
And, of course, Gloucester is very similar. We'll talk to Coach Cirilli coming up in just a minute. But they do have a potent receiver in Big John Philpott. He's gained some size, he's got some hands, and he tends to go for the ball. He plays basketball, so he can get up there.
And and you can see those basketball skills, you know, jumping up for those rebounds. I mean, but, you know, body position. I mean, when, you know, he's usually open, he can usually find that soft spot. But when he's not, he's getting body position on the defenders. He can box out, as we saw in the winter. And he also has a great pair of hands, and, I mean, Look what he did on defense last week. I thought he was their best defensive player last week.
I thought Alexander's had a monster game on defense and offense, too.
Mm-hmm.
We do have our MSO News Sports Player of the Weekend Award now, and we'll be announcing those each weekend coming up as the season progresses. That's Nick Kukrul. Paul Ingram's off tonight. I'm Rick Moore. Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, as a yacht goes by here just about even with the field. You'll see boats go by above the field, which is so cool here at New Balance Field at Newell Stadium here in Gloucester. All right, we need to take another break, and then when we come back, we'll be checking in with Gloucester football coach Tony Zirilli. Football coming up here tonight, Beverly at Gloucester on MSONewsSports.com.
This is Mayor Safathi Romeo Taken, and I'm running for Mayor of Gloucester. I'm so proud to be your mayor. We're bringing Gloucester back, together. I want to be elected. In order for me to be elected, I need your vote on September 29th. For me to be on the ballot November 3rd, please, don't assume. Go vote September 29th. Since I took over position in January, we have accomplished more than I ever thought we could do. We conquered the winter. We balanced the budget. We brought Gloucester across the bridge to the State House. We ensured heritage and culture and preserved it. We made Gloucester alive this summer. I was born here, lived here all my life. I'm Gloucester, and I want to move Gloucester forward together. So please, vote September 29th and vote Safathia.
With Fisherman's Forecast, I'm Rick Moore, along with Gloucester football coach Tony Zirilli. And coach, not a lot of time to enjoy the win, but a very nice win on Friday night for you guys against a very tough classical team.
Yeah, it's always good to get that first win under the belt. You know, you don't really know what kind of team you really, really have until you get into that first live action on that first game of the year. So it was good to come out. It was good to set the tone on that first drive, score a touchdown, and then, you know, I thought we played pretty well. You know, we made some mistakes, and, you know, we've made a lot of corrections this week. I thought we played decently. We can be a lot better, but, you know, I thought it was a good win. Good to get the 27-0 shut out, and then we'll move on from there, though. Doesn't last long. It's a quick season, so you got to start preparing the next day for the next week's opponent, which is Beverly this week.
Yeah, it does. It goes fast. But one more thing on the game on Friday night. Got some penalties, I think it was in the second half there, but from my vantage point, it looks like some of it had to do with being aggressive. I mean, I'm sure that has to be cleared up. But the kids, they didn't seem like there were that many stupid things. It was just kind of leaning a little eagerness.
Yeah, offensively, we jumped a few times, and that can't happen. That's got to be fixed. We were able on Friday to kind of come back from those penalties. The defensive penalties, you know, we got a face mask and we got a couple holding in the secondary. But, you know, that's just being aggressive. That's just, you know, tight coverage. You're going to get called sometimes on that. And especially when you play a spread team that likes to throw the ball, you know, I'll give up a penalty like that as long as we're being aggressive. And the face mask was one of those ones where, you know, we're trying to pull the kid down and he, you know, we get a piece of it. Didn't tackle him with it, but just got a piece and they're going to call it. And that's fine. You know, it's just trying to make a play.
Coach, your offensive line looked very impressive.
Yeah, they're a mature bunch of guys. They played a lot last year, so they know what they're doing. And they've been working hard in the offseason. They've been working hard since camp started to kind of figure out, you know, how they can work together. Because more than anything else, you know, that offensive line needs to kind of communicate and be in sync on every play for us to be successful. And I thought they did a pretty good job.
Well, now you go from that offense that you faced against Lynn Classical, which was spread out, as you say, and it's got a lot of speed, and now you've got the wing T looking right back at you.
Whole different ball game now, right? You know, it's different. Definitely a different way to prepare for a game when you see the spread, and you got a lot of, you know, finesse pass plays, then go to wing T where it's basically run, play action pass, right? So it's being disciplined in a whole different set of ways. You know, so our secondary's got to really be sure that they're running the ball before they come up, so we don't get beat on any of those big pass plays that Beverly likes to throw. But it's really about stopping the run, stopping their, you know, their three backs and Abadi and Miller and
Madden.
Yeah. Oh my God, how can I get Madden? He should have been the first one. But yeah, it's really stopping those three backs, and then, you know, and making them throw, and just being prepared for it.
And, Coach, you were able to get some of your younger kids some experience as well.
Yeah, you know, we always like to do that. Anytime we can get our younger kids in the third or fourth period, you know, of quarter, we want to try to do that. It's just a way to build the program. You know, I grew up in this program, and every chance we got, Coach Silver and Coach Ingram always got us in as younger kids. And it builds experience. It makes you feel part of the team. Rather than just standing on the sidelines, getting on this field as a younger kid, it just makes you want to come back and come back for more. And we try to do that any opportunity we get to get them in, we do.
Finally, Tony, special teams look like you've got a lot of practice, and they look pretty polished on your opening game.
Some of them we were. Some of them, you know, they got us on. I don't necessarily know if it was a punt fake, but, you know, we got in, and I don't think the kid felt like he could punt, and he took off. And, you know, a couple guys on the left side of our punt return made a mistake, and we've obviously corrected those mistakes this week. But, you know, other than that, I thought kickoff we did pretty well. You know, kick return, we had that one opportunity, and they squib kicked it. So, yeah, we work on that. We try to spend, you know, at least, you know, a period each day on a couple special teams, really working those. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of the game.
All right, Coach, any final thoughts for this week against Beverly?
It should be a good, fun game Friday night. It's going to be very competitive. You know, I think, you know, Beverly always comes prepared. We both run the same kind of offensive system, so we know each other. So, we know how to run it. We know how to stop it. So, it should be a good game. You know, I think last year, I thought we played really well watching the film. I thought we moved the ball well, but so did they. So, it's just a matter of not making mistakes and executing the best we can.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli with Fisherman's Forecast. I'm Rick Moore. Well, we're going to take a look at the new class of Hall of Fame inductees down on the field. As Jim Yunus has just been announced as Hall of Fame inductee. We're going to let Larry Burnham do the honors. And hopefully you're watching this on video as well. This is our pregame show here, Moynihan Lumber pregame show, with Beverly at Gloucester from New Balance Field.
Also, stayed out on the basketball court. And the class of 2000, here is Jay Pratt.
Pratt twins being announced. All kinds of former students of mine down there.
Our next inductees from the class of 1998, where she started basketball and field hockey, here is Lori Sanborn. From the class of 1999, where she was an outstanding track star, here is Katie Terramina Misuraca. From 1997's class, an outstanding softball player, let's welcome Jill LaFlamme.
Jill LaFlamme, 1997.
Our next inductee is from the class of 2002, where she started in field hockey. She is going to be represented by her sister. Our 2015 inductee is Kayla Riley, represented by sister Lauren Riley.
Lauren Riley. Kayla Riley is the inductee. Lauren Riley representing her tonight.
From the class of 1959, where we start on the ice in hockey and on the diamonds of baseball, here is Paul Lufkin.
Paul Lufkin, 1959.
From the class of 1998, where he also was a stud in the baseball diamond and also in hockey, here is Rusty Tucker.
Rusty Tucker, 1998. Outstanding pitcher for baseball and high baseball team.
Next are our return series inductees. He was an athletic director here at Gloucester, coach, also a football, basketball, and track athlete during his high school career. Here is Bob Rowland.
Bob Rowland, athletic director. Great athlete here at Gloucester.
And finally, winningest coach in Gloucester baseball history, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Orlando.
All right, there you go. Okay, we got the audio fixed now. There you go, the Hall of Fame inductees. They will be inducted on Sunday at a ceremony at Gloucester High School. This is MSO News Sports.com. We will take a break, come back, and get this game started. We'll be right back.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Okay, we're back at New Balance Field at Newell Stadium, and glad you're with us. Nick Kukru of the Gloucester Times sitting in. He's the Gloucester Times sports editor, sitting in for Paul Ingram, who's off tonight. The Hall of Fame introductions are complete. The teams are out back on the field on their respective sidelines. Gloucester fishermen to our near side as you look at them, dressed in all red uniforms. A new look, a la Kansas City Chiefs, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good comparison. A little bit darker red, but yeah, it's similar style of uniforms.
Well, one thing that stands out is the numerals. You can definitely read the numerals.
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And Beverly Panthers with their orange numerals on the far side, their traditional white shirts and black pants, and they've got the, I want to say tiger paw, but it's a panther paw. And I miss the old panther itself. Now we'll have the playing of the national anthem, and we'll be just about ready to go. So we'll take a quick break, come right back with our football game. It's Beverly at Gloucester on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Great sight with the junior ROTC color guard doing the duties out in the middle of the field, and the national anthem played by the Gloucester High School band. So here we go, Nick. Very exciting start to the season for both Gloucester and Beverly, and an early season matchup between these two guys.
Yeah, sure is. I mean, it's always a big game when these two teams meet. As we mentioned, you know, it's going to be strength versus strength tonight, running game versus running game, similar defensive schemes. I mean, so Something's got to give tonight.
You got it. This presentation of MSONewsSports.com brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and watch tonight's game on their big screen TV in the pub. We encourage you to do that. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the flavor. All right. Sam Abatey, one of the deep guys, he's to the near side. Back to receive the ball. Peter Lumumba in the middle. Peter Mulumba in the middle. Christian Miller on the far side. And kicking off will be Alex Militello from Gloucester from right to left. And we're just about ready to go as a fishing boat goes by on the far behind the Beverly bench on the far side in the canal. Looks like the tide is going down here a little bit. Spectacular view here from the press box. The Doc Enos press box, I should say, here at New Balance Field. All right, Militello has the ball teed up. We're ready to go. Gloucester kicking off from right to left. Each team 1-0. 34-6, I believe it was. Beverly against Wakefield. Gloucester last week 27-0 against Lynn Classical. Militello puts a right foot into it. It's a line drive that's going to go out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. So Gloucester started off with a tough kick a week ago as well, and this one not exactly what the fishermen wanted. So they'll have to come back, presume, and well, they're going to start where, at the 40?
I think it's a 35 in high school, but I'm not positive. If I were Beverly, I'd make them kick it again.
Yeah, they're going to kick again. So not a great start for Gloucester. Certainly bodes well for the Beverly Panthers. In a game like this, field position, I think, will probably mean quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
As it
usually
does.
You don't want to give this team a short field,
no.
That's for sure.
No. Coach Dan Bauer in his 13th season at Beverly with a record of 82 wins and 57 losses. A couple of coaches, of course, migrating over to Manchester Essex, where Jeff Hutton had a really exciting opening week last week, 13-0 against Northeast.
Yeah, sure did. I was over there, and that was an impressive performance. They usually get pushed around by Northeast, and it was the opposite last week.
And Coach Hutton brings a tremendous amount of... There's a better kick. End over end, down the middle. Going to bounce at the 12 to Mulumba. Picks it up to the 20. Bring it out to the 30. And a whole bunch of fishermen stop him just before he gets to the 35. Mulumba with a return. And Beverly takes over first and 10. First series of this high school game.
Well, it turns out the re-kick was a wash. They would have caught it at the 35 if they accepted the penalty, and they returned it out to the 35.
Exactly. So the Panthers will start there. Just underway. And for Beverly, they have Sean Perry as the center. Nick Scherz, Steve Serino, the guards. Jake Beal and Chris Faust are the tackles. Kevin Morency, ordinarily the starting quarterback. Christian Miller, the fullback. Your running backs, Mulumba, Madden, and Abatey. And you've got tight end Ryan Garrity and the receiver Mark Carnevale. But everybody's tight to the line of scrimmage with a split backfield behind Morency. First and 10, hand off to Miller. Madden, who's dropped for a loss.
That's what Gloucester needs, a swarm into the ball. You know, they got a push up front. What Coach Aureli said, two guys on the ball, there are about four on the ball carrier on that play.
About a 2-yard loss, second and 12. Very impressed with the offensive line play and the defensive line play of Gloucester last week, Nick. They were certainly overmatched in terms of size, but not in terms of physicality.
Absolutely.
We're going to see a wide out to the right side, and it's going to be a pitch to the right. As going to be a run play out to about the 35. Was that Madden?
I believe that was Miller, 15. On the,
15,
on
not
the
5, carry. Okay.
This is exactly what Gloucester needs to do. I mean, first and second down, you know, minimize the damage and get them into third and long where they can't just, you know, run trap and off tackle every play.
It is third and long. It's third and about 9 to go for the first down. Ball is just just short of the 36-yard line on the near hash mark as Beverly moving from left to right. Spectacular evening once again in mid-September. We've got a slot to the right, wide out to the right. Morency wants to pass, throws it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended receiver is number 22 on your program, and that is Kyle Schwenard. So Beverly will have to punt.
That's two out of three plays, Rick. Beverly come out in the spread with a spread look.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming, but I guess that's what happens when your defense puts you in long situations.
Well, thank you for mentioning that to our radio listeners, because it was a shotgun that time for Morency. You are correct, and I didn't announce it. Our video watchers can see it. Madden will kick a good, high, tremendously high kick that bounces at the Gloucester 30, and they're going to go all the way down to the 15-yard line. As Patrick Goss wanted nothing to do with that, and of course Coach Ingram preaches all the time, if you got people back there to catch the ball, catch the ball. And as you saw, you got about a 20-yard roll on that for Beverly. So they've got Gloucester pinned back at their own 15-yard line to start the Fisherman's first drive.
Remind all fans here tonight that
9:23 left to go first quarter. I appreciate Nick Kukru helping out tonight. He's very busy, so he'll chip in from time to time when he can, and we do appreciate that. So Gloucester will start with Mike Cody, the quarterback. They're going to split a wide out way to the far side, right side. Fisherman will shift, and Philpott will go off to the wing right with a split backfield. Hand off to Mark Enos, trying to sweep the right side. He cuts the corner. He gets outside, picks up 5 yards to the 20. And Enos with over 100 yards last week. I think he had 124, something like that. Brings it out to the
24 last week. Enos was, they were hitting the edge at will, and that was another one of those sweep plays. Enos picked up a nice chunk, 5 yards.
Second and five. Ball is at the 20-yard line of Gloucester on the far hash mark. Jacob Emerson, the center. Kyle Acapel, Tom Donahue, the guards. Andrew Amarell, Jake Schrock are the experienced tackles. Man in motion from right to left is Goss. It's a pitch sweep to the left. Beverly defends it. Enos still gets outside for a couple of yards, and that's about it. He's wrapped up by Kevin Flaherty.
Yeah, nice play by Flaherty. Took on the lead blocker, come up, and Enos initially made a nice cut inside, but Flaherty recovered and made a tackle.
So the 23-yard line, so it'll be third and two. So each team with good start on defense, third and two for Gloucester, 8:16 left to go, first quarter, no score. Beverly has Chris Faust, Jake Berry, Ryan Garrity up front. Mark Carnevale, Nick Shears, Hugh Calise, and Christian Miller are the linebackers. Handoff inside, good night. Fourth down. I'm going to guess that was Latassa with the carry.
Yeah, Latassa on the carry. Nothing doing there on that fullback trap. He was hit right away. It's tough to get negative gain on the trap, but when you get penetration like Beverly did on that play, that's what happens.
Yep, lose a yard. So it'll be fourth down and three for Gloucester, and they will have to punt. So each team are mirroring the other so far. Exactly, and this could go this way all night. Don't forget this game being brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Militello will field a high snap, put the right foot into it, and get a short kick. The wind holds it up. Going to bounce at the Gloucester 35 and go backwards to the 34, where it's down by Latassa. Oh, boy. So Beverly has terrific field position now for the Panthers at the Gloucester 34-yard line. My. So the Panthers, with not much going on their first possession, managed a total of, where did they get it? They got it a total of 1 yard. Gloucester with a total of 6 yards offense so far. But the Panthers have a terrific opportunity right now at the Fisherman 34-yard line.
Yeah, and the bad news here is, too, there's no punts down here. So they're going to have to stop Beverly four times in a row if they want to turn the ball
good
over.
Good point. So the ball is on the far hash mark. Morency is the quarterback, split backfield behind him with Miller, the man in motion. Inside handoff, though. We've got some room now. Look out here. Miller with the ball. He's going to go all the way, and he's going to go in for the touchdown as he scooted outside, went all the way.
This one's coming back, Rick. I believe there's a holding call right at about the 27-yard line. I think it's what sprung him. Boy, that was an interesting play call, though, by Beverly.
Good faking, I'll tell you.
Yes, they pitched it inside, which I did not see coming. It looked like they were going to telegraph that pitch the way Gloucester does.
Madden came around, and it was Christian Miller with the carry and the 4-yard touchdown run that is negated now by the penalty, as you called it, Nick. Good eyes, man. Get these young eyes up here. That's cool. The other voice is Nick Kukuru. I'm Rick Moore. Paul Ingram off tonight. Ball will come back to the 35. So it's a net 1 yard loss as the holding call brings it back to the 35-yard line. And again, first down for the Panthers. Madden, one of the backs. Now this time Miller is going to be the wing off to the right as there's that shotgun with Morency. And it's a handoff to Madden. He's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage once again by the right side of the Gloucester defense.
Right.
Well, we know who they're keying in on, as we saw in that last play, too. The whole defense jumped to Madden, this time handoff up the middle, and I believe it was Andrew Amaral and Jacob Emerson, the two defensive tackles right there to stand in his way.
Amaral has really matured, hasn't he, as a football player?
He sure has.
Gained a lot of experience last year.
He has.
And improved, it seemed, with every game. So it's now it's second down and 11. We had an illegal formation against Beverly, which was denied. And so it'll be second down and 11. Ball is at the 35. I might have taken that and pushed it back a little bit further.
Yeah, I think they were, I don't know, they must have confidence in their defense.
Yeah, all right. Well, here we got a sweep to the right, and the defense just buries Matt Madden for a loss back at the 37.
Yeah, there he was. We said he was in the game because of his tackling ability. Nate Young with a tackle for a loss. But got to give credit to Eric Cameron, Jake Schrock, and Amaral again getting in his way, making it tough to pick up those yards.
Wow. Defense has struggled so far. 5:45 left to go. First quarter, no score. Third down for Beverly at the Gloucester 36-yard line. Third and 12 on the near hash mark, with Beverly moving from left to right into the night, headed toward the canal and what they call the Terminator coming up on us. All right, there's a pass out to the left flat. I guess it's incomplete. Boy, that almost looked like a lateral.
Close one. Gloucester almost got caught out of position there. There was two receivers out there and only one guy covering them.
Fourth down. Now, again, it's fourth down real estate here. Beverly will go for it, of course. Fourth and 12. So interesting formations, Nick. Beverly spreading it out, doing some things that maybe they don't do a whole lot of.
Yeah, surprising.
Well, Coach Roger Day.
Yeah, oh, he always has something up his sleeve.
Shall we say he knows what he's doing?
I think it's pretty safe to say he does.
I think so. My. All right, we've got two wideouts out to the left side. Kyle Schwenard is one of them. Looking to his left is Morency. Now he looks to his right. Man open, and he's hit at the 21-yard line. Complete. I think it's going to be short of the first down. It's complete to Christian Miller.
No, he got it. Up at the 21-yard line. Yeah, gain of 15. I
so
didn't see who caught that, though.
Miller, Christian Miller. So it is first and 10 at the Gloucester 21. What a clutch play. Yep, 16 yards. Clutch play by Morency, looking left, wanted to go left initially, and then went over to the right, and in traffic, hit Christian Miller. So now we've got, look at this, trips out to the left side, and Morency is under center, and again, all right, so we'll have a timeout, Beverly, and with this timeout, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to MSONewsSports.com, as we have high school football for you.
I'm voting for Paul McGeary for mayor because he does his homework and he gets things done.
He's been my city councilor and is always helpful.
He fights for our schools.
Paul helps us support sobriety and combat substance abuse.
He listens.
He'll bring good jobs to Gloucester.
I trust Paul.
I'm Paul McGeary. I'm asking for your vote for mayor on Tuesday, September 29th, and I approve this message.
No score, but Beverly is on the march here at New Balance Stadium as it's 0-0 with 4:51 left to go in the first quarter. Alex Sanfilippo, our stream arbiter for tonight, we appreciate Alex's help in doing a terrific job and getting us on the air with a little bit of a technical problem before the game that had me a little nervous, but here we go. First down for Beverly on the near hash mark, and again, Morency is under center this time with a wide out to the right, and again, three receivers to the left. Sweep to the left, and it's going to be Miller. Powers forward down to about the 16 for about a five-yard gain.
Gain of about four on the play.
Christian Miller.
Number 15, Christian Miller.
Put it at the... Well, they put it at the 17, so it is only a four-yard gain. Second and six as Larry Burnham, our stadium announcer, announces here. But Beverly on the march, and yards hard to come by here in this first quarter with no score. Morency, this time, flags fly. This play busted up, no gain.
That's probably on the D. Oh, no, another illegal shift on Beverly.
Yeah. I think they'll have to take this one.
Boy, that could be a big penalty. That was their best first down gain, and now it's all for naught.
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked to Coach Zerilli, too, in Gloucester about their motion penalties last week, and he said, you just can't have those. I mean, you know, kids leaning off balance, you just can't have it. and Beverly guilty of a couple of those early on. So now it's second and... Yeah, it does look like 10. You're right, Phil. Phil Nicastro calling the game for our local cable.
4 yard gain and a 4 yard penalty.
Yeah. All right, there we go. The traditional Beverly pro set right now as it's a play action pass out to the left flat and it's incomplete. Yeah. As intended receiver was Garrity. Garrity is a senior, 6 feet, 185, and just overthrown.
30-10. Looked like he had some room there over the left side too. Two fisherman defenders read the play a little late, and they were on their way over there, but they weren't getting there in time.
3:42 left to go. Clock stops, of course, with the incompletion. This will be the ninth play of this drive, and remember, they took over at the Gloucester 34. So Morenci under center with the split backfield, man in motion from right to left, and I have no idea who's got the ball. Morenci apparently kept it. Wow. That was terrific faking, but it didn't fake out the defense.
He's got under 56, Jake Schrock.
Yeah, Schrock and Emerson cleaned it up. Good job by the ends to corral him. That might have been a designed run. He didn't look like he gave much of a look down the field before he tucked it and ran.
Well, I couldn't see the ball at all, but now it's fourth down and 12 for Beverly. Now Morenci is back in the shotgun. He's got two receivers off to the left, two to the right, one man in the backfield with him. Dropping back, got plenty of time. Throws it out, long pass down the left sideline. I think it may have been caught. It is caught. Get the number of the receiver because that was a
20,
spectacular.
22.
Great reception. First and goal for Beverly as Kyle Schwinard came up with it. Wow, and he was covered too. First and goal at the Gloucester 6 yard line. Gain of 17. Morenci to Schwinard, and it's first and goal from the 6 yard line for the Beverly Panthers. Morenci under center, hands it to the first back, blasting forward down to about the one. Looks like it's Miller. We got to get a monitor up here because I know people at home can see it. People,
I think that was Schwinard again on the carry there.
Really? Christian Miller with the ball carry. Down to about the one. They're going to put it at the two. It's 4 yard gain, second and goal from the two. This is really tough to stop against the. Well, there it is, up and over. Touchdown for Matt Madden. Very difficult to stop the wing tee down that close, and Madden gets the touchdown. Beverly takes the lead, 6-0.
It's a 1 yard plunge.
A 1 yard dive play.
So that finishes off, my goodness, an 11 play, 34 yard touchdown drive for the Panthers. Total offense 35 for Beverly in the first quarter, but more importantly, they now lead 6-0.
An 11 play, 36 yard drive.
Now the point after will be attempted by Matt Madden. No, let's see. Yep, it's Madden. Left-footed kicker for Beverly. Looks like it's a good hold and a good kick, and so it is now 7-0 Beverly. So very impressive with Matt Madden finishing off the drive for the Panthers. Just a 1 yard dive right. And that, again, is 11 plays and 34 yards with 2:10 left to go first quarter, and it's 7-0.
Just your typical 11 play, 34-yard, 5-minute drive. You see that every week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, should point out that the Hall of Fame induction for Gloucester is this weekend on Sunday, and big fundraiser coming up on Friday night for Chris Silvera at the mile marker, and Chris, of course, a Gloucester High School assistant basketball coach, Salem State Hall of Fame basketball player, great guy, teacher at Gloucester High School, to try to offset some of his medical expenses. So, Gloucester now trailing 7-0 Beverly. Getting the first points of the season against Gloucester. And the fishermen will try to get some offense going. No first downs on their first possession. Left-footed kicker gets a tremendous kick that sends Gloucester all the way back to the goal line. Running out to the right side. Goss brings it out to the 15. That's it. Woo, mercy, what a leg.
What a weapon that is. Gloucester setting up shop at the 15, and we saw... You know, the advantage in the kicking game is the difference in the game right now because Beverly has set up shop a good field position twice. Gloucester's been pinned back in its own end twice now. Nice kick in, a nice punt.
Good point. And Gloucester with a punt that put Beverly in terrific field position. So for Gloucester, quarterback Mike Cody enters the field a little bit late here. We gave you the most of the Beverly defense first time out. The defensive backs for the Panthers are Jordan Rawling, Peter Malumba, Kevin Flaherty, and Christian Echeverria. Now Gloucester on the far hash mark, moving from right to left at their own 15. With a man in motion, going to be a sweep to the left. It's Patrick Goss. He's got room, 20, 30. Down the sideline he goes, cuts it back up to the middle. Midfield, now it's a flat-out foot race. Cuts it back again, and he gets it down to the 34-yard line.
Penalty down the field, too. Somebody blocked in the back. This one's coming back probably to about the 35, 30-so yard line. Still a first down, but they're gonna lose about 30 yards on that penalty. Fortunately, the infraction was about 25, 30 yards downfield.
They managed to get it to the Beverly 33, but with the penalty, it's going to come way, way back. See you later. Falk was committed at the 47. They're not going to get anything out of this one.
They'll get about 20 out of it.
Yeah. Ball's going to end up at the 37-yard line after the penalty.
Now, how does that one go down in the stat sheet?
Well, I think you got to give a... No, you can't give a gain because of penalty. I don't know. I mean, I'd give the run of the gain, which was, what was that, 35 plus 17, 52 yards or 42 yards? And back to the 37, so it's a gain from scrimmage of 22 yards.
Yeah, I'll give them the 22.
They'll take it, first down. First and 10, nice run by Goss. 1:23 left to go. Beverly 7, Gloucester 0, first quarter. And off to Enos, sweeps to the right. He's got a hole. He busted all the way out to midfield, carrying tacklers into Beverly Real Estate to the 47-yard line of Beverly. You know, Enos is listed at 5'8", 170, but he runs a lot stronger than that.
Yes, he does.
Put it at the 49. 14-yard gain for Enos. And so Gloucester seems to be getting some rhythm on offense. Panthers with their four down linemen. Going to be a sweep to the left. Beverly senses that one. It's going to be no gain for Enos. Might have lost a yard to the 45.
That play was dead before it started.
Yep.
I don't have a roster in front of me, but number 10 for Beverly just blew it up before it even started. Let him be going.
Yep, that is Jordan Rawling. And you know what? They stacked this side of the field, too. They overloaded, Beverly did, with the defense. And you could see that they sort of knew the play was coming this way. And great defensive effort that time by Beverly. Inside of 13 seconds with the clock moving, first quarter. It is second and 11 for Gloucester right at midfield. Long count by quarterback Cody. Hand off. Enos stopped in the backfield for another loss. Beverly just pounding away on defense.
Boy, and he took a big shot in the back because they blew the whistle about 5 seconds too late. He stopped cold in the backfield, and you can't blame the Beverly kid because the whistle didn't blow. But, you know, Enos just took a pretty unnecessary shot because of that late whistle.
Well, that will end the first quarter, and after one here at New Balance Field at Newell Stadium, it is Beverly 7 and Gloucester 0. We'll be back.
Sports fans, this is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
We're back. It's first play of the second quarter. Gloucester with a 3rd and 13. They're going to try to sweep to the right this side. Goss is trying to get it outside, following some blockers. Good run. He may have the first down. He got close to the 39-yard line.
I think he's a yard shy, but they're going to go for it now. They can. That's a big gain. Same play that Goss just broke that came back. They try it again and picked up 12 on that play.
Yeah, they'll get it to the Beverly 40-yard line. And so it's 4th and 1 now for Gloucester. As Beverly's defense has been stout so far. And I believe, yeah, Gloucester with just the 2 first downs. One on that big run by Goss with a penalty on it. And then another one by Enos. That's been it so far.
This
Beverly,
is a huge play here. They don't want to give Beverly a good field position again.
It's at the 40.
See if they try a hard count here.
Cody.
And they didn't.
Hand off. Enos. He's got the first down and more. He squirts outside. Breaks a tackle out at the 35-yard line and driven out of bounds at about the 34. Looked like it was pretty good blocking on that right side. Beverly knew it was coming. But he gets 5 yards, does Enos. And that is a huge first down for Gloucester. What a ball game so far. My goodness. Everything you could want in a high school game. Pitch black here now at New Balance Field. The moon just hanging off to our right. Little thumbnail of a moon as it's approaching first phase. Waxing brilliantly in the sky, the summer sky here in mid-September. 10:03 left to go. First down, Gloucester at the 35. Goss sweeps to the left, and he gets 5 to the 20. Ball is at the Beverly 30, so it is a 5-yard gain. I'd like to remind you that our great sponsors this year, more GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969, 84 High Street in Danvers. See General Manager Jeff Klickstein for all your automotive needs, and check out the new GMCs. 2nd and 5 for Gloucester on the far hash mark at the 35. Not much on a short gain. Is that Latassa? Yeah, Latassa right up the middle.
Yeah, I think we see right now Beverly's keying in on that guard trap. They've run it twice, and there hasn't been any room at all to move.
1 yard. Another big third down play for Gloucester. Only score of the game at Madden at 2:10 of the first quarter, giving Beverly the 7-0 lead, which is where we are. Panthers represented by a lot of numbers on the far sideline. And Newell Stadium, guys, is packed. It is absolutely packed. Tremendous crowd here tonight for this game. Play action. Cody pumps it, fakes it, keeps it, and it's clobbered at the 34-yard line. Oh, my. What a 5-yard loss. Mercy. It'll be 4th down. They're going to put it forward motion at the 32, so it's only a 3-yard loss. But, well, that was a painful loss. My goodness.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Fourth and seven instead of from 3rd and 4.
Oh, I meant physically, not philosophically.
Yeah.
You're right. All right, so 8:11 left to go. First half, Gloucester leading 7-0. Now the game over on Channel B, of course, at Swampscott at Lynn Classical. Here we go, 4th and 7. Beverly all up on the line of scrimmage, of course, split backfield behind Cody. Man in motion, Goss right to left. Looked like Gloucester jumped. It did. So it's going to be 4th and 12.
Oh, boy.
Happened a lot last week, too.
Yeah, and that's a bad spot to do that.
Going to bring it back to the 36-yard line. Actually, it's at the 37, so it'll be 4th and 12 from there. 7.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and Gloucester having trouble on offense. Terrific Beverly defense to this point. A couple of medium runs for Gloucester on this drive, but that's it. 4th and 12. See if Gloucester can rip off a big one. Long count by Cody. Play action. And he's going to be, again, sacked at the 50-yard line.
No, that's the problem. When you get off schedule, Gloucester's passing plays are all play action, and Beverly's not biting on play action on 4th and 12. They weren't fooled at all. They sent their lineman right up the field because they knew it was going to be a play action pass, and that's what happens. Another sack, 13-yard loss on that one.
Ryan Garrity with a tremendous tackle, and boy, that's a huge play because Gloucester had penetrated to the Beverly 24, Nick, and now Panthers take over at the 50.
Yeah.
So great defense by Beverly on that series. Gloucester with a net in this first half of 21 yards. Beverly with a net of 35. But the Panthers have the lead, 7-0, and they will start again right at the 50. 7:14 left to go, first half. They're going to put Garrity on the tight end left side. And here's a big play with a... Did I see a penalty marker go down?
You did.
We got a...
In the backfield.
Got a rush out to the Gloucester.
That's another illegal shift. Beverly's coming out shifting everyone around, and they've been called on it three times now.
Abatey got it to the 41, but we'll bring it back.
Want the ball to the Beverly 45. First and 15.
Well, it's not a smooth game by any stretch. A lot of fits and starts, and I have to attribute that to the defense. I think each defense... playing very tough, knowing what the other team is going to do. It's just a matter of will at this point. Happy you're watching this game. Being brought to you by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. HarringtonTrophy.com, quality products and exceptional customer service. First and 15 with Madden in motion. And this play is stopped before it starts.
Boy, a rough last four sequence of plays for both teams, huh?
Illegal motion again. So bring it back to the Beverly 40. They're moving backwards. It'll be first and 20. Now really, Nick, for Gloucester, you know, if they can make a big defensive stand here, maybe they can, you know, get some field position. But
the way the Beverly defense is playing, I think they're going to need to. These drives today are going to be long, and they're going to be time consuming. So if you fall behind by two touchdowns, it's going to take you a half a quarter to drive the field.
Beverly spreading the field. Going to be a pitch.
Pass.
Could be a halfback option. No, it's going to be a run play back to the 40-yard line. As I thought it might have been a pass as well, but Schwernard did a good job just to get it back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he faked us both out.
Yeah, looked like it, didn't it? Hits it to the Eric Cameron, credited with a stop. He's a 160-pound linebacker, junior, 5'10". 160.
Yeah, he's come up with some big tackles. He had a huge one last week, and he's made a couple nice ones tonight already.
Second down, and wicked long, as they say. There's a run play, big yardage. This one might go for even more. Schwernard to the 43, I think, of Gloucester. Wow. So they've got another running back in there. In the person of a receiver, Schwernard.
If they didn't have enough already,
I know.
Throw Schwernard in there. And so he looks like he should been starting from the start, too.
So what is that? That's a 16-yard gain. So it's third down and four for Beverly. 5 minutes left to go, first half. Panthers 2-0. There's that diamond formation again out to the right. Bad snap, but Morenci scoops it up and completes the pass, and I think it's going to be a first down.
Nice second effort by Madden to get it.
Absolutely. And keeping his cool was Morenci, too. Ground ball. He scooped it up like a shortstop. Picked up five. He needed four, I believe. So it's first and ten now. This is huge for Beverly. They are on the march.
It is. And if things keep going the way they have, if they march into the end zone, there's not going to be much time for Gloucester to get down there.
That's right. And the defense for Gloucester out there a long time, as you mentioned. This will be the sixth play of this drive. There he goes, Schwernard. He's going to go all the way, I think, and he's going to be brought down just inside the 10-yard line by Latassa. My, did he break that. Wow.
Latassa with him, but not before Schwernard.
gets the ball down to the 7-yard line, and we have a
fisherman. So Chouinard is just hitting some serious yardage here. Another first down as Fisherman take a timeout. Now this is first and goal at the 9-yard line. And this gives Beverly a chance to take the proverbial commanding lead at 2 touchdowns. So Beverly seemingly wearing down Gloucester in this first half to this point. Lone touchdown. 11 plays, 34 yards. Matt Madden scoring from a yard out with 2:10 left to go first quarter. But Beverly now threatening once again. Tonight's game being brought to you by attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. And they have a reputation for always being open, no matter what the weather is. So you got a hankering? On over to Gloria Food Store during store hours, of course. And they'll sate the appetite. All right, so we've got first and goal now for Beverly. They've got Garrity split out to the left side. Split backfield behind quarterback Morenci. I think it's Renard again, powering forward for a couple. What's the number there?
Yeah, that's Renard
yep,
again.
Yep, 22.
Riding the hot hand right now is Beverly.
Well, why not? My goodness.
It's another 6-yard gain.
So
5 yards, sorry.
Five.
Ball with
Gloucester 3. Second goal.
Second and goal from the 3. Ball in the near hash mark. They're going to split Ryan Garrity way out to the right side. And again, 3 receivers on the left. Hand off up the middle. Touchdown for the Panthers. They go up on top 13-0. Madden with the carry right up the middle. Huge hole. And Beverly now leads it 13-0.
Touchdown run for Madden.
All right. Madden, 3-yard TD run.
Very impressive drive by the Beverly Panthers. With 3:37 left to go. I think Gloucester came offside, but another tremendously high, true kick. That gives Beverly 14-0 lead. So, let's see. What do we have here? 8 plays and 50 yards on that drive. 3:37 left to go. So Madden has all the points for Beverly tonight.
Yeah.
14 for Madden, 0 for Gloucester. And Gloucester looked like they had a drive going on the last possession, but Beverly closed the door on that one. And Fisherman will have one more chance here in this first half. Next week, of course, we'll have more football for you here on MSO. And don't forget, we've got North Shore Sports Night on Monday nights. And we have a brand new program called Trending Now with Josh Arnold on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. live, but it's always up on the website after it's done. Next week, on Friday night, it'll be Revere at Lynn Classical. That'll be our video game. And Beverly will be traveling on over to Peabody to challenge the Tanners. So Madden will get the left foot into it. And look at this kick. It was all the way back to the 2-yard line. Fielded there by Goss to the 10 down that far sideline. Doesn't get back to the 20.
What a weapon.
You think? Woo! Absolutely. That is tremendous. So that'll put Gloucester again way back on their own side of the field at their 19. 3:31 left to go. First half. Beverly 14, Gloucester 0.
Wow. Sorry, talking to myself. Referees have not shown up at Manchester yet, so.
Really?
Officials from the Swampscott Lynn Classical game are getting a police escort to Manchester to get this one started.
No kidding. So, you get a score on that Swampscott game? It was over in Chandler.
Swampscott won in double overtime, 30-28.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big win for them.
Yes,
big
it was.
Big blue. So Gloucester gives it to Enos. He gets a, well, nothing. Thought he might have got a yard, but no. He gets right down at the, well, they do give him a yard to the 20. Well, the clock moving now. 3:15. Gloucester without a passing attack. Beverly King on the run game. Clock moving at 3:07.
in double overtime.
Well, the boys had quite a game over on Channel A. They're going to be getting home late tonight. All right, Gloucester splits a man out to the right side, and they're going to do a double shift. Wing off to the right, tight end to the right is Philpott. Sweep to the right. Enos, nothing. Line of scrimmage and stop. So Beverly defense playing very strong right now, stopping Gloucester at every turn. Fisherman not able to mount any offense at all at this point. Beverly, let's see, now has 85 total yards of offense in this first half. Gloucester with a total of 21. So it has been a defensive battle, more or less, but Beverly's got the two touchdowns, both belonging to Matt Madden. He's got both of the points after as well. Third down and 9 for Gloucester on a beautiful evening. Tremendous packed house here at Newell Stadium in the stands. Send Goss in motion. Sweep to the left. Goss gets it. Trying to cut it outside. Can't square his shoulders. Gets about 2 and it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, well, that's the one play that's worked for him, but Beverly was ready for it that time on third and long.
Boy, they're looking strong on defense.
Yes, they are. And, you know, I think they're wearing Gloucester down. I think Gloucester could use a little halftime break right now. But more importantly, Gloucester defense is going to have to keep Beverly off the board here because they're not going to score 3 times in the second half.
Not against that defense the way they're playing. So it's at the 23. Fourth down and 6. We do have a timeout on the field with Beverly leading 14-0. Game brought to you in part by the Lynn Museum at 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arts Building, a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Check them out at lynnmuseum.org. And also we want to thank Columbia Insurance of Lynn for sponsoring us once again this year. They offer auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance for complete peace of mind. And of course, the world-famous Porthole Restaurant. Try their award-winning clam chowder. They're in Lynn. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. A North Shore dining landmark located on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Well, Militello now. Here we go with the kicking game. Now, the wind is sort of a crosswind, sort of into Militello's face as it's coming really from the Panther side of the field. A pretty stiff breeze at the moment. Another high snap. He's got to go back. Fumbles the ball. Gets it away. And it's going to roll to the Gloucester 41-yard line. Well, he did a great job getting it away. Terrible snap. But Panthers once again have a great chance now to open this thing up. They're at the Gloucester 41. So let's see. 15, 21. Yeah, 25 yards of offense for Gloucester in this first half as Beverly already leading 14-0. Breaks the huddle, comes over from the far sideline. Coach Dan Bauer with the 14-0 lead at the Gloucester 41.
Well, this is the game right here for Gloucester.
Morency back to pass on the play action. Man open, downfield, he's got a step, and there's pass interference. Oh, they don't call it. Right off the fingertips of the intended receiver at the 10-yard line. And who's the receiver? Get the number
20.
Name. 20. All right, so that is Sam Abatey. I thought he got pushed from behind before the ball hit him, but what do I know? Abatey was right there, just off his fingertips, stretched out inside the 10-yard line. So it's 2nd and 10. Panthers, man, coming at you from all angles tonight. Ball on the far hash mark. Beverly moving from right to left. And I can't get over the number of people here in the stands. This is terrific. Lining the field as well. Here's a run play. Look out. Miller down the sideline. 20, 10, and he's going to go all the way. Touchdown. Beverly putting this thing way out in front now, 20-0. Woo! Sweep to the right for Miller. And he goes the whole 41 yards. My, my. So that's a 41-yard touchdown, just a sweep to the right. And that's just 2 plays and 41 yards, and Beverly just opening this thing up. Morency, watch this point after now. This is like the major leagues the way this kid kicks. All right. Look at that. Right through the uprights and out of the ballpark. So Christian Miller with a 41-yard sweep to the right. Two plays, 41 yards. And now we have a minute and 14 left to play with Beverly way out in front, 21-0.
The soccer team here at GHS is 2-2 on the year. They shut out Saugus this past week, lost to Swapshot. Next week they are taking on Salem.
All right, so let's see here.
On Wednesday, that'll be 7 p.m.
Beverly starting to rack up the offense now.
And the boys varsity soccer team will be home a week from tonight. They'll take on Beverly.
126 yards of offense in his first half for Beverly. Gloucester with a total of 25 yards. That just ain't going to do it, but that's a tribute to the Beverly defense. They played terrific so far tonight. So it's 21-0 as the half is coming to an end soon. Minute and 14 seconds left on the clock. And the Panthers get ready to kick off again. And here they go. It's going to come down to the goal line once again. Actually, a yard deep for Goss. Right up the middle. Does he get it to the 20? He does. And that's it.
Patrick Goss out to his 20-yard line.
What a difference that kicking game makes. Wow. So it is, the ball back, I believe it was inside the goal line, but Goss returns it to the 20.
Yeah, I mean, the kicking game is just killing Gloucester right now. Beverly's booming them, booming punts, booming kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think Beverly started three or four drives in Gloucester territory.
Well, I can give you that in a minute here, but at least two. At least two of the three, and I think the other one was maybe at the 50. So Gloucester kind of stuck in neutral right now with virtually no offense. First and 10 being shut out, 21-0. Enos wrapped up in the backfield and slammed down for a loss. Looks like Sanfilippo carrying the ball. Chris Faust with the tackle. It was Christian Sanfilippo with the carry. Faust, nobody blocking him, and he just went in and slammed Sanfilippo down for a three-yard loss back at the 17. Clock moving, 43 seconds left in the half. 21-0, Gloucester in no hurry to break the huddle.
The fishermen are going to have to make some serious adjustments in the second half. Beverly knows what's coming. They're outmanning them right now. They're going to have to get creative and, maybe some trick plays or something, because when, they're lining up going man-on-man, they're getting handled right now.
They are. Beverly controlling this thing on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Terrific first half for the Beverly Panthers. Handoff run play up the middle, and it is Latassa to the 25. And that should bring the first half to an end. Latassa with about 8-yard gain, and I think that'll take care of the half. It is over, mercifully, for Gloucester, but what a first half for Beverly. Panthers, after one half of play here, New Balance Field at Newell Stadium, are leading this one by a score of 21-0. We'll take a break, come back with some stats and some halftime chatter with Nick Kukuru of the Gloucester Times. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware.
Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Well, Johnny Most, when he was with the Celtics, announcing Celtic games, used to talk about one team being in command of the other, and that is apropos tonight. Beverly absolutely in command of this game so far throughout this first half, leading by a score of 21-0. Hello again, I'm Rick Moore, along with Nick Kukuru, the sports editor for the Gloucester Times. Paul Ingram is off tonight. Our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our streamographer tonight is Alex Sanfilippo, with Andrew Nicastro working elsewhere this evening as well. I want to say hi to Paul Ingram, who I believe is watching this game. And scoring plays in that first half. Beverly took a 7-0 lead with 2:10 left to play in the first quarter after each team sort of duked it out with not much going on each team's first possession. But then the Panthers took over, put some rhythm together, and Matt Madden finished off a 1-yard touchdown with a 1-yard touchdown drive, finished off an 11-play, 34-yard march by the Beverly Panthers. And check that again, 11 plays to go 34 yards. They made it a little more efficient the next time around with 3:37 left to go in the half, 8 plays, 50 yards. Madden once again capping it off with a 3-yard touchdown, and he also added the extra point. So it's 14-0 with 3:37 left to go in the half. And then they really got efficient, did the Panthers, on their most recent possession, only 2 plays to cover 41 yards. And this time it was a Christian Miller run of 41 yards, making it 21-0. At that point. So, Nick, when you get a chance, I know you're busy. We got to check that touchdown. I wrote 15. Let me see here. I want to make sure. Yeah, it is Christian Miller. Okay, I've got to reassess.
The last one was definitely Miller.
Miller,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have the individual stats. I made a mistake on them. Madden has carried the ball only 4 times in this first half for Beverly, and they're up 21-0. The leg of Madden has been unbelievable, tremendous leg, putting Gloucester back in their own territory, and of course getting great kickoffs and adding the extra points and so on. Total yardage, though, 126 yards of offense for Beverly. Gloucester with 25 yards of offense in the first half, and that's where we are with Beverly leading this one 21-0. It's a Hall of Fame night here at Gloucester, and there is just a great crowd on hand, and Gloucester's Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on Sunday at the gym, so that's that. I'm going to see, Nick, if I can have the headset, I'm going to see if I can get Bob rolling up here.
Oh, yeah.
And see if I can talk to Bob.
Hey, Coach, Bob, Bob.
We'll get him on here. Put the headset on there, young man. Bob Rowland is with us, former athletic director at Gloucester High School, Hall of Fame inductee, and Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks. It is a huge honor. We have 11 people being inducted this coming Sunday, and as you mentioned, we were just introduced prior to the game.
Been a long a process for the Hall of Fame committee. They were out of sort of on the sidelines for a while, and you guys did a lot of work in the last several months.
Right. Well, I retired from Gloucester High School in 2006, and actually the Hall of Fame kind of fizzled out after I left. And actually, about 2 years ago during a basketball game, I met with John Pratt, former athlete here at Gloucester High School and parent and a strong supporter of athletics here. And we said, let's get this thing back going. And we met with Jerry O'Neill, former athletic director, soon after that. It was and has been a long process, probably a year and a half of meetings, a lot of volunteer time. But with the help of a pretty good, solid committee, basically the Hall of Fame has come back, and we've had over 157 applicants to get into the Hall of Fame, and we selected it, brought it down to 11 this year.
Bob, whittling it down to 11 had to be hard, because I look at those 11, and my God, they're outstanding, and I know that you probably have two or three times that many.
We do, and hopefully this will continue. Again, the committee's solid, the process is in place, so hopefully every year at least, or every other year, we'll have an induction and honoring many, many athletes. Again, we're away for about 10 years, and there's a lot of athletes, to say the least, that came through Gloucester High School that should be honored, girls and boys. And we're looking forward to the future, and this coming Sunday we'll be at the Fieldhouse here getting inducted with a nice ceremony.
Former Gloucester Athletic Director Bob Rowland is with us, and Bob, Paul Ingram is watching this game from wherever he is, and 21-0, Beverly leading it. Panthers look really good.
Panthers look awesome right now. They've got three backs. I knew they had. In fact, I was talking with Billy Hamer, former AD of Beverly. He said Beverly has two solid running backs, so I see at least three out there for Beverly. And I'm sitting very close to Billy Hamer. We're going to have a little talk during the second half, because Beverly's line, and they've come alive, and Gloucester's got to wake up here. We're at our home field. We're proud to be at the at Knowles Stadium here, and hopefully Gloucester will come out and give us a pretty good showing and give Beverly a good show. But I'm very impressed with Beverly right now.
Say hi to Coach Hamer for me, will you?
I will.
All right, Bob, congratulations. Okay. See you Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. That is Bob Rowland, former athletic director, great athlete in his own right, three-star athlete, all-star at Gloucester High School, played college football, a tremendous athlete, great athletic director, not a bad guy either. Okay, we'll take another break. Again, it's halftime here at New Balance Field at Newell Stadium, and Beverly is leading this one big time by a score of 21-0. We'll be right back.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Well, we're still at halftime waiting for Gloucester to come back onto the field. Beverly never left the field. They're leading comfortably by a score of 21-0. And as was mentioned earlier, Swampscott 30, Lynn Classical 28 in two overtimes in our Channel B game. Another game going on, of course, over on Channel B right now. And we may get over. I imagine they'll go a little bit long. But, excuse me, Lynn English playing St. Mary's. And for Classical, getting 28 points and coming up short, that's got to be a bit of a heartbreaker for them. 21-0 here, though, as we have two Matt Madden touchdowns and a Christian Miller touchdown for the Beverly Panthers. So when we come back, it'll be the second half getting ready to go. Gloucester seeing if they can get anything going on offense, but Beverly's defense playing just terrific here tonight. 21-0 at the half, Beverly on top.
This is Mayor Safathi Romeo Taken, and I'm running for mayor of Gloucester. I'm so proud to be your mayor. We're bringing Gloucester back, together. I want to be elected. In order for me to be elected, I need your vote on September 29th. For me to be on the ballot November 3rd, please, don't assume, go vote September 29th. Since I took over position in January, we have accomplished more than I ever thought we could do. We conquered the winter. We balanced the budget. We brought Gloucester across the bridge to the State House. We ensured heritage and culture and preserved it. We made Gloucester alive this summer. I was born here, lived here all my life. I'm Gloucester, and I want to move Gloucester forward together. So please, vote September 29th and vote Safathia.
Welcome back to High School Football on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with Nick Kukru of the Gloucester Times, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our streamographer tonight is Alex Sanfilippo. This presentation of MSONewsSports.com is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill, by Honeydew Donuts, by Moynihan Lumber, by Moore GMC of Danvers, by Harrington Trophy, by attorney Robert J. Madruga, by Gloria Food Store, by the Lynn Museum, by Columbia Insurance of Lynn, by the Porthole Restaurant, by the Lynn Auditorium, and by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Well, Nick, how you making out today? Tell us what's going on with the paper, because with that late game, what happened over there in Manchester?
Yeah, I mean, I was prepared to write a couple, at least summaries, to get into the paper tomorrow over the second half, but now I only have to write one because the Manchester-Essex game has not started yet, and that is not meeting our deadline, not a chance, so...
Wow.
I only have to write one, you know, and I might even be able to get an early start with the score now.
Now, what's interesting is you said the officials at the first game over in Lynn, the Swampscott Lynn Classical game, were shuttled over to Manchester with by police escort.
That's what I was hearing.
Isn't that
cool? That is, hey, do what you got to do to get it in, I guess. I mean, Greater Wall come a long way, you know, Kingsborough, to come down to play. You don't want to make them drive all the way back and then, you know, maybe have to come back the next day or something like that, so... Yeah, they do what they have to do, I guess.
That's pretty cool, though, huh? Well, if you're enjoying this game or if you have any comments or suggestions, please send them along to msonewsports@gmail.com. We are still awaiting the return of the Gloucester Fishermen. The Beverly Panthers are ready to kick off as you see them assemble on their own 35-yard line down to our right. If you're looking at the video, live streaming video tonight, we are really happy to be bringing that to you this year. We're really happy Sylvan Street Grill is bringing it to you as well in their sports pub, dedicating one of the big screens to Friday Night Football, Friday Night High School Football. We appreciate that very much to Ernie Trumbly Ernie Tremblay, his family, and his staff very gracious to us over there at Sylvan Street. So we thank them very much for doing this. All right, Gloucester going right back into their return formation as Christian Sanfilippo will go to the middle, or the far side, I should say. Marquinhos. I knew I was going to say that. Alex, I knew I was going to say it. Alex Enos off to the near side.
That's right. I know how you feel. I gave Anthony Latassa a touchdown a couple times last year.
I said Anthony Latassa. Beverly kicks it before Gloucester gets ready, and they are just taking out all the stops. Sanfilippo picks up a ground ball at the 5, and he will not get to the 20. This is a recurring theme tonight. Beverly defense just terrific in all phases of the game, as they say. So let's see if Gloucester has any adjustments they can pull out of the bag to start the second half, trailing 21-0 to the Beverly Panthers. Starting at the, where is it, at the 19 once again. That's just the previous possession started at the 20. 10:53 left to go. First play of the second half coming up here. Gloucester facing the 21-0 deficit. And nothing. I don't know if that was a misplay or whatever, but Beverly just swarming.
Yeah, it was a dropped snap. Cody picked it up and got what he could. But I don't know what the play was supposed to be. He actually got a yard out of it.
Well, that's not a great way for your offense to get any rhythm.
No, it isn't.
But again, you've got to credit the Beverly defense just playing terrific tonight. So the Gloucester Fishermen have Jacob Emerson, Andrew Amaral, Tommy Donahue, Kyle Acapel, and Jake Truck up front. Patrick Goss, Andrew Latassa, Alex Enos, the backs, tight end John Philpott, Cameron split end. Hand off to Enos, trying to get to the left side. He does get across the 25 to the 26, and he is punished once again.
Yeah, there was a little room, though, on that play for Enos to get into the linebacker stage, at least. Picked up 6-7 yards, so maybe that'll be something to build on. Nice sweep play, blocked well, and you know, 7-yard gain for Enos.
Well, third down for Gloucester on their opening drive here. Ball just short of the 27-yard line on a far hash mark. Gloucester moving toward the canal, which from our vantage point is from left to right. Quarterback is Cody. Spins around, hands it off to Enos. He's not going to get the first down. He's going to get maybe to the 27-20 line of scrimmage. That's it. Fourth down. So the Panthers' defense picks up right where it left off.
It looks like Gloucester's going for it. This is a gutsy move, but they got to do it.
Well, I don't know, their young man, they've got, coming into this drive, 25 yards of offense in the first half. And right now they've got a grand total of 8. Well, they're going to give it to 33, so it's 4th and 1.
It hasn't looked good, that's for sure, but, I mean, they got to get something going.
It's at the 28-yard line.
Looks like they gave it to Cody.
Yeah, Cody. Well, that's a character builder right there.
Yeah.
Fisherman showing some character on that, getting it just to the 30-yard line. Wow. So it is a first down. They do get a first and 10, and maybe it's a chance to get some rhythm here. For Gloucester, you need to see the Beverly defense stay on the field for a while because they're fresh as a daisy, and they're playing with their ears pinned back. Spin around, pop pass, Philpott complete at the 35, bowls over a tackler and gets it out to the 43-yard line. So Philpott gets the first down, good hands as we mentioned in the pregame. Ball is at the 43, so it's a 13-yard gain.
Good play call there, the pop pass. I mean, that's what you know, they were getting aggressive, run blitzing coming up, and Cody tucks the ball in, finds his main guy, Philpott, for a 13-yard gain.
And Big John has very good hands. Ball moving from left to right right now. Split backfield, slot left, wing to the left, hand off middle. Is Latassa across the 45. and they'll put it at the 46, so it's a 3-yard gain, and I think you'd call that on schedule, or close to it.
Yeah, well, if they're going to go four down territory no matter where they are, then yeah, they're on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Which they hadn't been in the whole first half, so
no.
Still early in this drive. They've had the ball now, however, for close to 4 minutes, and that's got to give a little confidence to their offense, you would think. The offensive line, which was so dominant last week, struggling against the Panthers this week. Enos handoff, trying to sweep to the left. Gets some forward progress, cuts the corner. 50, 40 of Beverly, and out of bounds at the 39.
Nice move by Enos there to bounce that outside. It looked like he was going to cut it to the inside and kind of lower his shoulder, and he made a nice fake on that Beverly linebacker. Picked up an extra at least 10 yards on the play.
2-yard line,
first and
10 Fisherman. Well, let's see, 11 and 4, 15-yard gain, first down. On the far hash mark, they are at the Beverly. Well, they put it at the 42-yard line. Sorry about that. At the 42, first and 10. Pop pass again. This one's complete to Phil Pott. This time he's double-teamed, but he hangs on. And it comes down to the 32-yard line of Beverly. Very close to the first down. Wow, how did he get that one off and complete?
Yeah, that was a nice play. And Phil Pott found that nice, soft spot in the zone defense.
Just gets that seam at second and one. Now Gloucester on the march, and let's see if the threat of that pop pass can open up the running game a tad. Split backfield once again. Tight end to the right, wing to the right. Enos goes to the right. Across the 25, close to the 20-yard line, and another first down. Well, this is the most impressive drive of the night for Gloucester. It's at the Beverly 21-yard line, a 12-yard gain for Alex Enos.
Yeah, they're holding their blocks right now, giving their backs a chance to get some yards. Beverly's front seven ate them up through the first 22 minutes, but Gloucester showing some character here, holding on to their blocks and getting some yards.
They've had the ball for 5 minutes now. 5 minutes in this drive. This is the 10th play of the drive. Enos again trying to get to the left. He's going to squirt outside and gets only a yard this time. To the 22nd and 9. This drive began at the Gloucester 19-yard line a long time ago. And I think it's really extremely important for Gloucester if they want to try to climb back into it.
Oh, yeah.
To get a touchdown here, and then remember they've got to play some defense, which, Beverly's got those three touchdowns. So it's a big task for Gloucester.
It is, and this drive's looking great, but then it's half a quarter now, and they got to do that three times.
Yep. Well, could be.
Yeah, it could be more.
Could be in the plans, but it's second and 9, long. Beverly on defense, double handoff. It's going to come around to Goss, trying to get out of his own backfield, and he manages to get forward yardage to the 17, but it was not easy.
Yeah, a little too much penetration. Goss made a nice play to get up the field, but two Beverly players in the backfield kind of made him readjust his route.
Kevin Flaherty finally making the tackle. He's a defensive back. Ball is at the 17, so it's only a 3-yard gain after running laterally for about 30.
Third down and 6.
4:40 left to go. Third quarter, 21-0 Beverly. Rolling down to 4.5 minutes. Third down and 6 for Gloucester. Pop pass again. Incomplete. A little too hot to be held that time by Eric Cameron at about the 10. Could have been a first down. Well, now it's fourth down. Second fourth down, I believe, in this series for Gloucester. So the clock has stopped with 4:25 left to go. So over 6 minutes now on this drive for Gloucester. And this will be the 13th play of the drive. But it's a huge fourth down, fourth and long.
The game, that's about it.
All right. There's a pop pass other side. Too high for Phil Pott. He's hit as he tried to one-hand it. Penalty. No, it's not a penalty. I'm sorry. Ball is incomplete. Beverly takes over.
First and 10 Panthers from their 17. Here's your winning 50-50 number again. The Gloucester High School.
So that all went for naught. 13 plays. 6.5 minutes.
Is going to this number.
13 plays, 6.5 minutes. Eight, and they went...
9, 2, 9.
64 yards. And come up empty.
9, 8, 1.
See, 31.
9, 2,
33, yep. 64 yards. 64 yards, they come up empty. 6.5 minutes. And now Beverly takes over from their own 20. Oh, that's at the 17. 4:21 left to go. Third quarter. Beverly pitching a shutout right now. And here's a run play for Madden. Gets it out to the 20. Madden with all the points tonight. Well, I'm sorry, with 15 of the points tonight for Beverly.
3-yard pickup. 2nd and 7
It is at the 20. Second down. And 7 to go for the Panthers. They're on the near hash mark, moving from right to left. Tremendous crowd tonight still here. This is like a Thanksgiving Day crowd. This is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
This is great.
That's what happens when these two schools meet. It's always a big game. I mean, I know it's not the the most competitive one so far tonight, but, I mean, still a big game for both teams.
Talked to former Gloucester Athletic Director Bob Rowland at halftime, and he's sitting with former Beverly Athletic Director and football coach Bill Hamer. Nothing for Beverly this time on a run play. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. That was Christian Miller with the carry. So Gloucester absolutely needs to stop now. Clock, not their friend. A wicked impressive first half for Beverly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Played strong both sides of the ball. And terrific first half. Gloucester coming out of the chute, second half, bringing it all the way down to the 17, but then couldn't finish it off. And now Beverly facing a 3rd and 7. Morency under center with Madden in motion. We'll get a penalty on Beverly, which will bring it back 5. So another motion penalty against Beverly, back to the 15. Last time they had a 3rd and 12, they picked it up rather easily. Beautiful warm night in Gloucester. The breeze still coming out of the southeast. Very stiff breeze, about 12, 15 miles an hour. No game tomorrow for us, but we've got a bunch of games next weekend. We'll get to those after this play, hopefully. We've got Twins to the left, Twins to the right, Morency in the shotgun. He's looking to the left. Oh, it's almost intercepted. It is intercepted. It was tipped and then brought down and intercepted by the Fishermen, and they have a chance here to at least get on the board. Nate Young got the tip. I don't know who tipped it, but Young cradled it in, and the Fishermen are deep in Beverly real estate. So the Panthers end up with a net 2-yard loss on their possession, but now it's 1st and 10, Gloucester at the 10. Where's the ball? At the 15.
Nice play by Young. That was tipped. I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was Latassa over there, but I'm not positive. But a nice play on both sides. It was a screen, and they telegraphed it.
Enos can't get to the outside. He stopped at the line of scrimmage. Boy, the Gloucester needs to take advantage of this.
Yes, they
minute
do.
And 52 left to go. Clock still moving. Once again, we thank our sponsors, Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Gerard Moynihan, a longtime supporter of athletics, high school kids all over the region, reinstituting the North Shore Student Athlete of the Month program this year. And more GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Go in and say hello to Jeff Clickstein, the general manager, and tell him you heard it on MSO News Sports, will you please? All right, Goss following the blocker. He gets it outside, goes back upfield, and gets it close to the 10. So now,
this game is close to the 10, make it the 11.
It'll be second, third down. And it's at 11. It's at the 11-yard line. So Beverly stiffening on defense once again. Now you can only think, what if had Gloucester scored on its previous possession, and now they're down here close once again. But so far, Beverly has just not allowed Gloucester into the end zone. Third down and 6, 43 seconds left to go, third quarter, with the clock moving. The fullback is Latassa. Fake handoff, knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Again, the intended receiver was Cameron over the middle near the goal line, but it never got even close. So 32 seconds, 30, almost 33 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Two touchdowns by the Panthers, Matt Madden, and one by Christian Miller. Madden with all the points after, 21-0, all of those scoring coming in the first half. Gloucester with its second possession of the half. Beverly with only three. One was a penalty. So three snaps here in the third quarter. That's it. Gloucester out of the huddle once again. Here we go with another fourth down. Fourth down and six for Gloucester. Beverly defense, six men, seven men up on the line of scrimmage. Cody, fake handoff, back to pass. Launches it toward the end zone, and it's incomplete. Pass field caught. There was another Cameron down there diving outside of the end zone. And it doesn't look like it's meant to be tonight for Gloucester.
No, it doesn't. That was another tough drive. Didn't really get anything going. I don't know if anyone was open on there. Cody just had to kind of throw it up and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Good coverage. Again, you know, they're not going to get fooled on those play-action passes on fourth down, especially, you know, fourth and intermediate to long.
Well, now pride's got to become a factor because Beverly leading 21-0, and this Beverly defense is just impenetrable so far tonight. And so Gloucester's defense has to step up once again and play with some pride, which they have done. We thank Carrington Trophy for bringing you tonight's game, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. And, of course, attorney Bob Madruga, longtime friend of mine. First and 10 for Beverly. There's a run play. Madden, maybe? Uh-oh. This is not going to be good. Don't like those flags after the play are out of bounds. So Miller carried it probably to maybe the 12 or 13, but I think Beverly's going to get a whole lot more after this. Where's the white hat? I don't see the referee. Oh, there he is, over by the yard marker for the line of scrimmage. Long discussion. 14.5 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Now let's see what the penalty is. Face mask on Beverly. How do you do? Well, that's a surprise. Cowabunga.
Who could that have been? That maybe on Miller for a stiff arm? That's the only thing I can think of that makes sense.
You know what? Our viewers probably got to see it, and we didn't. We're so far away. Ball goes back to the 8-yard line. Well, that's interesting. So it's a 4-yard loss on the penalty. Actually, it's only a 2-yard loss after the penalty. 14.5 seconds left to go. Ball on the far hash mark. Beverly huddling up around their 3-yard line as they come out of the huddle, moving from right to left, leading 21-0 in this game. I have no idea who's got the ball. There it is. End around left side, cutting it back toward the middle to the 14-yard line. And Sam Abatey, 5'8 junior, 140 pounds, gets some positive yardage, and that will take care of it. So after three, it is Beverly maintaining that 21-0 lead. We'll be back in just a minute.
Why are you voting for Paul McGeary?
I'm voting for Paul McGeary for mayor because he does his homework and he gets things done.
He's been my city councilor and is always helpful.
He fights for our schools.
Paul helps us support sobriety and combat substance abuse.
He listens.
He'll bring good jobs to Gloucester.
I trust Paul.
I'm Paul McGeary. I'm asking for your vote for mayor on Tuesday, September 29th. And I approve this message.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep their automotive needs.
First play for Beverly to open up the fourth quarter was Madden on a run play.
Right down to this 20-yard line.
and he gets it to the 20. So it's third down and one for the Beverly Panthers, right at the 20. They had been backed up to their 8. They've got it out to the 20. First play of the third quarter, as we mentioned. And they're going to send Garrity way out, far side, right side. And there's a run play for Madden. Look out. Good night. He is gone. 50, 40, 30. Turning around and all the way for a touchdown for Beverly. 80 yards for Madden. Wow. Very impressive. So that's five plays, 90 yards, and man, that puts the exclamation point on it. So for the Panthers, Madden gets his third touchdown of the night. This one, an 80-yard scamper. They only needed 1 yard on that one, but they get 80.
Yeah, that, what a hole. I mean, he had to make, what, one move, and then he turned on the Jets.
Yeah, and Gloucester had everybody up on the line of scrimmage, and he just bolted away. And he gets the extra point, too.
Madden turned on the Jets, and he had about 20-yard advantage there.
Well, Beverly has made its statement for sure. Gloucester will have to regroup as the Panthers with their second impressive win of the year with a full quarter to go. But we'll see, I'm sure, a lot of sub-varsity players now, or I should say junior varsity players. I guess it means the same thing. With 10:05 left to go in this one, Madden with three touchdowns and four extra points. So he's got 22 of the team's 28 points tonight. $10 for adults. Gloria Food Store is consistently Beverly's number one deli, and they don't close because of weather. Visit the Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arts, building a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Check them out at lynnmuseum.org. Well, here's Madden again, the left-footed kicker. Oh, no, it's a new kicker now. It's going to come down to the 15-yard line of Gloucester. Christian Sanfilippo bringing it out close to the 40-yard line. Takes a hard hit on the near sideline.
Yeah, he got nailed.
Mercy.
number 84 for Beverly. Big stick on the sideline.
Going through my program here, that's Hugh Kellis. Had a big game last week against Wakefield. So Gloucester showing some character in that third quarter, but Beverly just overpowering the Fishermen once again in this game. They have been in command since just about the end of the first quarter. It's out to the 39. Fishermen start at their own 39-yard line. 9:58 left to go in the ball game. Sanfilippo will be tackled for about a yard loss. Call it back to the 38, 1 yard loss. Next week on MSO News Sports on Friday night, it will be Revere at Lynn Classical. That will be our video game. Lou Ciccatelli and the Revere Patriots off to a great start. Beverly will travel over to Peabody. And Gloucester will be playing at Swampscott on Saturday. That also will be a video game next week. Hand off, run play, another loss for Gloucester. Latassa back to the 36 this time. Two-yard loss, it'll be third and 13. I'm just trying to see here, another 80 yards for...
I think he's at 100 on the dot. I have not. I had him only at 1 yard and
who's
a
that?
Half. Madden?
Yeah.
I had Madden, oh no, not quite. I had him for only 1 yard at the half. And
yeah. Well, he's got, Beverly's offense has 206 yards. Gloucester does not have 100. They have not broken the century mark on offense, and they're going backwards right now. Third down and 13, all midway between the hash marks at their own 36-yard line. Split backfield with a man in motion. It's Goss. Play action, throws it incomplete. Out to the 42, would not have been at all close to the first down had they been able to come up with that one. Goss was the intended receiver and defended nicely by the Panthers. Well, now this is going to be an adventure, or could be an adventure. They, Gloucester needs a decent punt here, as they did the proverbial three and out and actually moved backwards, so they're at 91 yards of offense at this point. Clock stopped at 8:23 after the incompletion. Crowd still hanging around in this beautiful, warm September night. Wonder how much longer we'll be saying that at these games. And again, this great facility at Gloucester, New Balance Field. Actually, it's New Balance Track and Field at Newell Stadium. Gloucester will take a timeout. That allows us to once again mention Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance for complete peace of mind. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity, a North Shore dining landmark located on the waterfront on the Linway in Lynn. Fourth down punt coming up for Gloucester. Long count. Good snap this time. Right foot kick. It's high and gets some fair catch at the 35, is muffed and covered up by Beverly at the 30. Sam Abatey pounces on it, and so Beverly starts first and 10 at their own 30. So a good punt that time by Gloucester. Militello having some problems with punting tonight, but not with that one. Good kick. Beverly at their own 30, first and 10. Now let's see if they bring in some of their JVs. And I'll tell you what, their program is in really tiny print. 8:12 left to go in the ballgame. 28-0 Beverly. You can hear the wind blowing into the booth here. One thing about the press box in Gloucester, the wind always blows into the booth, no matter what direction the wind comes from. New quarterback in the game. We got a run play out to the 38-yard line. Let's get the number of the runner.
Flag on the play there.
The runner is number 10, and that's Jordan Routing. And the new quarterback is, no, I'm sorry, it's still Morency in there. My bad. But Routing gets it out to the 39, which was a 9-yard gain. And the face mask against Gloucester will push it back into Gloucester real estate. Ball is at the 46 of Gloucester now. 7.5 minutes left to go in the ball game. 28-0, Beverly leading. Talk about this one and all the games on the weekend on North Shore Sports Night, Monday night on Channel A. Here's a give on the ground, no gain. Who was the carrier? 20 once again? Was that a Beatty? Or Schwenard, number 8? Okay. I'll go with that. Number 22. They give me. Yeah, nah, I'm not going to give you that. Well, I guess we will. Yard from the 46 to the 45. Clock moving, 7 minutes left to go. 28-0. Hope you enjoyed this one. Again, email us with comments at msonewsports.com. That's the website, msonewsports@gmail.com. Run play gets a yard. Perhaps the 44. See where they put it, right at the 44. So it is a 1 yard gain. Trying to see if we've got some subs in there. Yeah. All right. Clock moving at 6:20, 28-0. Beverly leading. They have a 3rd down and 8 from the Gloucester 44. Morency is the quarterback. It's a handoff to Routing. Penalty markers fly as Routing gets to the 40. It'll be a 4-yard gain pending the penalty. It is holding against Beverly. So wipe that out, bring it back.
Ball be marked at the Beverly 46-yard line, a 10-yard penalty.
Bring it back to the 49.
Check that to the 49-yard line.
Beverly 49, that is. 6 minutes with the clock moving. 28-0. Beverly, and again, it's been in the Matt Madden show tonight. Boy, he has been very impressive. Senior, 5'9", 185. Can't say enough about his kicking game as well. It's just been superb this evening. So it's 3rd and 15, Beverly, at their own 49. Double handoff broken up nicely by the Gloucester defense way in the backfield at the 44. Looked like Latassa broke that thing up. As Malumba, I think that's his first carry of the night. My goodness. So that's up back at the 45, about a four-yard loss. And the Panthers, Christian Echeverria, will punt. Is the first punt in the game? No, second. Timeout. Gloucester. So 5:08 left to go in this one. Beverly controlling it from the start. Very impressive game. Now they've got a big game next week, of course, at Peabody as they go to the North schedule. They get into their league schedule. And Gloucester, similarly, will be traveling to Swampscott on Saturday to get into their league schedule. So Gloucester playing outside the league for its first two games with a thumb up on Classical and a thumb down on Beverly. 5 minutes left to go in the game. Echeverria will get it away from his own 35. Right foot, short kick with a bounce at the 34-yard. And a hit Gloucester player picked up by Beverly on the bounce. And it's Madden with it. He's going to go all the way down to the goal line and stopped at the one-yard line. Gloucester muffed it. Madden picked it up on the fly from about the 30-yard line. And apparently he got into the end zone. So that'll be Madden's fourth touchdown of the night, pending this call. All right, let's see. Holding on Gloucester. No. He pointed to Gloucester, but they're moving the ball out to the 19.
Field block in the back.
So they pull it back to the 19, but Beverly has the ball. Just a terrible play for Gloucester on that one. Madden almost with his fourth touchdown. So it's at the 19-yard line for Beverly. As they get it right back again with 4:28 left to go in the ball game. Steven Serino, center for the Panthers. And this will be on the ground. Big gainer, still carrying the ball is Peter Malumba. Second carry of the night, but we have penalty markers again. And it's that illegal shift against Beverly. So that's been a bugaboo, that shift, that illegal formation for Beverly. They shift, and another five-yard loss. Malumba had it all the way down to inside the 10. So Peter Malumba with two carries and really nothing to show for it. But it's out to the 24. Inside the four-minute mark, 28-0 Beverly. We're going to wrap this up very quickly afterwards because Nick certainly has to... get on and talk to people writing a story right now. Appreciate his help as always. First and 15, Beverly at the 24. At the Gloucester 24. Malumba getting the carry again. Maybe the 22. But I think we're going to have yet another penalty. There it is again.
It's the Panthers 5 for legal shift.
There it is again. So bring it back to the 29. I've never seen so many illegal shifts in a high school game.
Yeah, they're getting a little jumpy.
Coach Ingram could point that out. I'm having a hard enough time seeing who has the ball. Hey, Joe. Officer Joe Parody up here in the booth. So we have the ball out to the 29.
If I could get your attention, please. If Emma Mackey is still here in the stadium, Emma Mackey.
Split backfield behind Morenci. Run play gets the ball to the 26, perhaps. It's a Beatty with the carry. Is it? No, it's Rodding. Number 10, Rodding. Rodding gets the ball to the 26 on a 3-yard gain. So it's second down. They need to get to the just inside the 10. It's second about 17. Clock moving. 2.5 minutes left to go. Nick Cooker writing furiously about this one. You will see it in the Times tomorrow. Or some of it anyway. Malumba this time. He's got blocking. He may break it. 20, 15, 10, outside, 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Malumba.
The 7, Peter Malumba.
26-yard TD for Malumba. And that is 4 plays and a total of 19 yards of offense, but 26 yards for Malumba. And Beverly just adding to it, now leads 34-0. So Malumba with not a lot of work in this game, coming alive here in the fourth quarter. 26-yard touchdown run. 4 plays, 19 yards. Another extra point for Madden, 35-0, with 2:12 left to go. So I don't know if you're going to have time to comment on this one, Nick, before you leave. But
no, I do.
Very impressive game by Beverly. They're very strong.
Yeah, they look to be the real deal on both sides of the ball in every facet of the game. I mean, they weren't fooled by anything Gloucester did. Gloucester threw a lot at them. They tried everything, just nothing worked. You know, when you're outmanned, you're outmanned. Not much you can do about it. I think that was the case tonight.
Right. Yeah, Beverly, superior speed and just putting it all together tonight. Gloucester never able to get out of the box. They had their chances for a couple of possibilities for scores, but could not capitalize. So 2:12 left to go in this game, and again, we appreciate all of our sponsors. Don't forget that we'll have North Shore Sports Night on Monday night. New program on Fridays now with Josh Arnold. Trending now with Josh Arnold. He loves to talk politics, so I hope you'll enjoy that. Shows up right now with 4 local candidates that we talked to this morning. Gets it at the 11. Patrick Goss outside to the 15-20, down the sideline, 35-40, and knocked down at the Beverly 45. Showing some speed. Great run back that time by Goss. First and 10, Gloucester at the Beverly 46.
He's brought down at the Panthers 46-yard line.
.203 left to go in this game. 35-0 for Beverly. 5 PATs for Madden. 3 touchdowns for Madden. Gloucester not able to get on the scoreboard. First and 10, ball on the far hash mark at the 46. Alex Enos with the carry around the right end to the Beverly 40. 6-yard gain.
For Tony Samabedi. A week from tonight. And we are 70 Kyle behind for the tackle.
A minute 44 left to go in this one. And Nick, what can you say before you go?
Who was that on that last Gloucester carry?
Enos.
Thank you.
Alex
Sorry.
Enos. No, I'm riding half the time and Paul bails me out. Second down 4 for Gloucester at the 40. Up the middle, it's got to be Latassa. No, it's new ball carrier for Gloucester. I think that was Jermaine Edward.
This game is 2 to 3.
Gets the first down. At the 34. So Gloucester will have to regroup. They get into the league play next week against Swampscott. And I'm sure they'll take a lesson from this one, and they will regroup. Beverly, meanwhile, on a roll, and they face the mighty Peabody Tanners next week. And, of course, their outstanding running back in Santos, Doug Santos. Ball at the 30, maybe a 4-yard gain. .42 seconds, clock moving. We might get one more play out. We'll wrap this thing up pretty quickly and call it a night. Second down and 4 for Gloucester. It's a running play. I think it's Sanfilippo going around left end, fighting for yardage to the 20-yard line. And that will do it. 20 seconds left. I don't think they'll get another one. Somebody took time out. 14-yard gain for San Filippo. No, it's going to keep moving. 13 seconds. Gloucester breaking the huddle. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, and they get the playoff. And it is Jermaine Edward to the 15, and that takes care of it. So 35-0, Beverly on top of this one. We're going to wrap this thing up very quickly. Dick Kukru, I appreciate you standing here helping out here tonight, but the scoring plays for Beverly, Matt Madden a yard out, 11 plays, 34 yards at 2:10 of the first, 7-0 Beverly. The lead increased to 14-0, 3-yard touchdown run by Madden, finishing off an 8-play, 50-yard touchdown drive. It's 21-0 at the half as Christian Miller ripped off a 41-yarder. Two plays, 41 yards for Beverly with 1:14 left to go in the half. 21-0. Thanks, Nick. I'll catch up with you next weekend, okay? Thank you. Nick Kukru of the Gloucester Times got to get downstairs and talk to the coaches. 21-0 at the half. And then Beverly increased the lead 28-0 with Madden coming, an 80-yarder from scrimmage. Yeah, five plays, 90 yards. They needed a yard for the first down, and instead he went 80. So with 10:05 left to go in fourth quarter, it's 28-0. And then Peter Malumba just finished off the scoring with 2:12 left to go for Beverly. 26-yard touchdown run, four plays, 19 yards. Panthers, 228 total offense. Gloucester, under 100 total offense. And a very dominating win by the Beverly Panthers. So congratulations to Beverly coach Dan Bauer. For Coach Bauer, let's see where I put that. That is his second win of the season, of course. And he is now 83-57 in his 13th season at Beverly High School. And for Coach Tony Zirilli, his overall record now 21 wins and 25 losses at Gloucester High School. So we will see you next weekend as we return to league play for each of these teams. We will have on Friday, it will be Revere at Lynn Classical and Beverly at Peabody. Those will be our broadcast games. And then on Saturday, it will be Gloucester at Swampscott. So check out the website. And again, let us know what you think at msonewsports.com. msonewsports@gmail.com is the email address. I thank you one and all. Thanks to Nick Kukru for helping us out. Thank you to Alex Sanfilippo, our streamographer tonight. Bill Provosky, our producer and engineer. And, of course, I'm Rick Moore. Final score from New Balance Field at Newell Stadium in Gloucester. It's the Beverly Panthers 35 and the Gloucester Fishermen 0.
This is MSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.